Okay, last week we learned the first half of the Mishnah. Before I get to the second half of the Mishnah, let's just take a quick Havana, a quick look at the top Tosfos. Right, the Mishnah said, Chesed Habatim, the Gemara also, the Mishnah mentioned Beis Habadim. Mishnah mentioned Beis Habadim, that if somebody has a press, that's also a chazaka of Gimel Shanim. What is the derech of a press? When is a press in operation? So Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Pirush Ribar Mordechai. Dohadit nam b'perek chaymer b'kodesh over agitis v'habadim. That there's a time of the year that the wine press and the olive press is no longer in operation. The mashma sheyesh lahen zman kavua. It's mashma that it's not isopeiris tadir. That's something that has a set time of the year. Mistam, that's when they harvest. When they harvest the grapes, or maybe they let the grapes stand for a while, and at a certain point they press the grapes. But it's mashma that it has a zman kavua. Our Mishnah says that it's isopeiris tadir. And there it says that it has a zman kavua. That's a stira. And for Tosfos, hainu shirayv ha'olam darchin oz b'zman lakita. Most people press their grapes or their olives at the time that they gather the grapes and the olives. Aval yesh b'nei adam shemetzni and kol hashana. There are some people, maybe fancy people that want to have fresh oil. Fresh oil is better than old oil. How about wine? Fresh wine is not better than old wine. But anyway, there are some people that press as they need it. They have grapes and olives in their house. And there's a myriad of people that press all year. And they press a little bit at a time. So what's Tosfos say? That most people press only, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, only b'zman l'kita. They only press and stump for 2, 3, 4 weeks a year. Everybody else, the mere people, they press all year. So Rabbi Chanan and Rav Moshe, both, Rav Moshe is in the first Ta'ara, Rabbi Chanan also the first piece on this parrot, they both ask that they don't understand Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that most people use a Beis Habad only during the harvesting season, only in the Zman Lakita. So they ask, so why isn't it a good chazaka if I use the Beis Habad in the time that most people use the Beis Habad? Why is that a good chazaka? Most people only use it in this time of the year. So why don't I have a good chazaka? If I use a Beis Habad for 3 years, each year I use it only in the time that most people use it. So I used it like most people. So why is that a good chazaka? What does Tosfos mean? Yesh ben yodesh ha'matzin. Kol hashana, but there are some people who do it differently. So what if there are some people? I could be mafzik the way most people are mafzik. I have to do what a myriad of people do. So the person who's going to come will say, I didn't make a machor because I thought you're from the miut. So the original owner is going to say, I didn't make a machor because I came the rest of the year and you didn't use it. But they taina that the Bechanan's lashon is not so clear, but the way the Berachas Avraham explains what Bechanan and Ramesh Klar, they say, but by mamon, we do go basarayv. If someone's a muzik, we do go basarayv to take things away from you, you know, in Hochem B'Baman Acharayv. But as I mentioned to you last week from the Shev Shmaitzer, that's only by metaltalim, which is a strong chazaka, that you don't go basarayv in Hochem B'Baman Acharayv to take something away from you. But by karka, which is not a strong chazaka, you're not holding it. It's just what we call the status quo type of chazaka. Rive helps. So why don't you go bus a rive? That you taina, you came and you didn't see me there. You didn't make a machah. But I say, look, I'm from Rive B'nai Adam. And Rive, I'm not obligated to be there all year round. I could do like Rive. And that should be good enough. So they both lied the Tzarechian on this Tysis. And to answer Tysis Kasha, they bring the Rashba. The Rashba answers Tysis Kasha differently. The Rashba answers that the derech is that a Beis Chabad, the rest of the year, you use it to press other things. Shumshamin, there are other peiris. You have a press. It's only used for grapes one part of the year. So the rest of the year, you don't let it stand idle. You find other things to do. You press other types of things with it. The Gemara Chagig is talking to Afka about wine and oil. But you press other things. So that's how the Rashba answers that it should be used all year. But on Tosis, they've lied with Tzarech here. So I'd like to suggest the Teretz. I don't know who says the Teretz. I remember from learning it in previous years, this Teretz, but I couldn't find who says it. There are two types of Beis Chabad. There's a Beis Chabad that a farmer has in his backyard. He's got a Beis Chabad. It's one type of Beis Chabad. But there's another type. There's a Beis Chabad that's a store. It's a store. I have a place. The Gemara says that that's the way the people who went to grind, or people who went to press, not everybody could afford their own press. A person had a business, we had a press, and people would come in and bring their grapes, and he'd charge them a fee, and he'd press it for them. The Beis Chabad that our Mishnah is talking about, I'm not talking about a whole farm, we're talking about a Beis Chabad, a person that has a store, where he presses grapes for customers that come in. And Tosfos understood that. That we're talking about such a Beis Chabad, which is open for business. Tosfos is saying that if you have a Beis Chabad type store, you have such a business, a Beis Chabad, when are you open? When are you open? So Tosfos says that's true. Most people come and press during the harvesting season. But a person who owns a Beis Chabad store keeps it open all year. Because there are times during the year that there are other people that come in, they do ma'at ma'at. And they also come in to do. So you have your business open all year. Most businesses are that way. Most businesses are that way. You know, you go to a supermarket, so Thursday and Friday they're very busy. And over the week they're half busy. But you're open all the time. You open when they're very busy, you open when they're not so busy. Because that's the way a business works. So Pshat and Tosfos is that since some people press ma'at ma'at all year, therefore it's normal for a Beis Chabad store, such a Beis Chabad, to be open a whole year. Not that rove of them are open 1 month and a mi'at are open all year. No. All Beis Chabads, it's normal for them to be open all year because there are some people who come all year. Most people come only during the harvesting season. Alright, so that's the derech of a lot of types of business. That they're busy certain times, and other times they're not so busy. But l'maisa, that's the derech. The derech is to be open all year. So this answers that kasha here on Tosfos. Okay, let's learn the second half of the Mishnah, which is a little more complicated. The first half says things that are Isa Peris Tadir, have Shali Shana Miyayim Liyayim. That's the easy part. The first four lines of the Mishnah, anything that's Isa Peris Tadir is Cheskas and Gimel Shana Miyayim Liyayim. full time. Second half of the Mishnah. So this day habal. So anybody who had a hard time with the Mishnah was at the second half. What's a stay habal? Stay habal is a field that grows based on the rain. Mr. Pekas the Mega Shaman. What grows is not based on the watering it, but on rain. It doesn't give peiros tadir. It's not like a beis hashachin. A beis hashachin, all year round, you can get peiros from it. A beis habal does not make peiros tadir. How much is it? Rabbi Shmuel Weimer Gimel Chadashim Berishayin Gimel Bachrayin Shneimasa Chedish Bemtza Harayut Ches Chedish. Now I'm not a farmer. I don't understand how this works. But Rashi says that you can make peiros grow 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, and then 12 months, and then 3 months, the last year from Rosh Hashanah, the next 3 months. Now, obviously, you'll ask me, Akasha, why does any farmer in his right mind work 12 months if he could do it in 3 months? So Taisus tells you that the 12 months is an achila chashuva. The peiros that come from 12 months, that's a geshmaka achila, that's an achila chashuva. The peiros that come from 3 months is not so chashuv. Now, if you want just to understand it, again, I don't know much about farming. But I know by Esraigim, there's such a mitzvah. The Esraigim, they pick the Esraigim, and after they pick them, they call it Vasser Esrig, watered Esrig. They pick the Esraigim, and then, over the last month before they harvest it, again, they water it very heavily, and they get another crop of Esraigim. They actually get 3 crops of Esraigim from a tree. The first two are more normal. The third is heavily watered. When you see an esrig that looks more like a lemon, it's very smooth, and the bottom is not sunken in. Those are what they call the Vasa esrig, the cheaper esrigin. They're grown very rapidly, and they're different. So I understand that's what Taisus means. There's a achila chashuva shel yudeis chayidish. There are peiros that grow normally. They grow, they form, they look nice. On the insides are different too. And then there's the Gimel Chadashim type, the stuff that grows very rapidly. It's not a good quality, but obviously it's normal. Otherwise, Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't say that you do it. But you go into a fruit store, you have cheap fruits and expensive fruits. You could have the same type of fruit, a vegetable, a cheaper type, and a more expensive type. One is an Achila Chashuva, one is not. Now, if you're going to ask me how in Eretz Yisrael it's possible that they grow fruits the 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't rain. Now we're talking about a beis habal that you don't water. I don't know the answer. If someone here knows the answer, I'd appreciate it. The only thing I could say is Mustam Taisus is talking not in Eretz Yisrael, the countries where it rains. I couldn't see it. Before Hashem should ask this kasha. But all of us have been in Eretz Yisrael. We know it doesn't rain in July and August and September. I go to Eretz Yisrael every summer. I never take a raincoat. I haven't seen a drop of rain yet. And so I don't know what the metzias is. So maybe it means they're not in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it is possible. I never tried planting. Maybe it's somehow possible. I don't know. So if you can ask me these kufama questions, I can't answer you. So I should have looked for the article tomorrow, the type that would try to answer this. But anyway, we're going to learn the words the way it says. Rabbi Shmuel says you could do 3 months, 12 months, 3 months. The 12 months achila chashuva, you have to have one chashuva achila, and you could have 3 months before, 3 months after. And Rabbi Kiva says chaydish b'rishayna, chaydish achwan, yud b'chaydish b'emtza, ari yudalat chaydish. Taisa says they argue peir rabba v'peir zuti kivinayu. Rabbi Shmuel holds you need at least a 3 month peiri. Rabbi Kiva holds a 1 month peiri. But that's that. So that's the second half of the Mishnah. Now again, you have to know just the Aleph Beis. The first half of the Mishnah is something that's Oysa Peiris Tadir, something that makes Peiris the whole year, that you need 3 full years, no Shaila. The second half of the Mishnah, something that's Eino Oysa Peiris Tadir, a Beis HaBaal is Eino Oysa Peiris Tadir, and that, Rabbi Shmuel says 18 months, Rabbi Kiva says 14 months. Now, you have to know, Gemara says on Lamed Vav Amid Beis that Eilu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva, but the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say you need 36 months. You need a full year. Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva, Avach Chachamim Maimrim Cheskasan Gimel Shana Miyan Liyan. And actually, you had it on Chav Ches Amid Beis as well. The Gemara on the bottom of Chav Ches says, Rabbi Shmuel Hachinami, and then the Gemara says the Rabbanan 9. So we have here a machlaikis, the Rabbanan against Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. We put Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva together. What is the machlaikis? Now get klar, because this we're going to deal with the whole Zman. Before we get to machlaikis and about what the machlaikis is, the taich the machlaikis. Rabbanan hold 3 years, shanim. Rabbi Shmuel holds Shalosh Achilos. You need 3 Achilos. The middle Achilah has to be Achilah Hashuva. But that's the Machlaikis. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva say Gimel Achilos. And the Chachamim say Gimel Shanim of Achilah. But Gimel Shanim. That's the Machlaikis here. Now, are the Rabbanan mentioned in this Mishnah anywhere? How'd you learn the Mishnah? You see the Rabbanan here anywhere? You see the Rabbanan in the Mishnah? It says, Machlaikis Rishayin had a teach the Mishnah. Okay, listen carefully. It's Machlaikis, the Rashi and the Rashba had a teach the Mishnah. Rashi teaches that the Rabbanan appear nowhere in this Mishnah. Zilch, nowhere. That the Mishnah is telling you Sadei Abach Cheskasa Gimel Shanim Ve'Eina Miyayim Liyayim. So Rashi Umahi Cheskasa Rabbi Shmuel Aymer Gimel Chadash. So Rashi learns Pshat that the Rabbanan are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Daf Lamed Vav, it says Zud Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan are not mentioned. The Rashba and the Chiddush Yeran as well, the Rashba is very unhappy with Rashi. He's Marich to be Matmiyan Rashi. He says, what do you mean the Rabbanan are not in the Mishnah? The Gemara in the Amud Beis says, the Rabbanan Mai. If they're not in the Mishnah, how could the Gemara in the four lines in the bottom of the Amud Beis, it says, what's the Makar like the Rabbanan? Which Rabbanan? Who Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are not mentioned to Lamed Vav. What's going on? So listen to how the Rashba teaches the Mishnah. This is right now only a machlaikas and pshat. We'll talk about lamdas later. The Rashba teaches the Mishnah as follows: Sadei habal cheskasei shalei shanim ve'ena miyayim liyayim. It's divrei rabbanan. Cheskasei gimel shanim not miyayim liyayim is the rabbanan, and they hold you need 3 full years. So what's taich ena miyayim liyayim? What's taich ena miyayim liyayim? Means you don't have to eat peiris every day. It's a sadeh habal. Most of the year it just stands empty. You go driving in Eretz Yisrael, you see fields. When it's growing, they're empty. You don't have to eat peiris every day. Ena miyayim liyayim. You still need 3-4 years. But you don't need achilas peiris every day. Shmuel says 18 months, Rabbi Kiva says 14 months. But the three, the Rashba and the Ran, teach it that the three on the Amrim in the Mishnah. Rashi teaches, no. So the Abach has Lashav in the Miyam Liyayim. And then the Mishnah explains, the Mahi has Kasar Bishmalayim. Now the Rashba brings a Raya that the Rif holds like him. Because the Rif splits the Mishnah into two. Till Rabbi Shmuel is one Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Aymer is the second Mishnah in the Rif. So the Rif didn't learn like Rashi. That Sadei Abach Hashem Ve'ena Miyayim Liyayim Umahi Cheskasa Rabbi Shmuel Aymer. That it's, the Rabbi Shmuel Aymer is an explanation of the previous line. Because the Rif splits it. So the Rashba says that the Iker is not like Rashi. It's like the Rif, like the way he learns. That the Rabbanan are mentioned in the Mishnah, and Rashi learns differently. Now, pashtus. This is only a machlokes in pshat. No nafkamina la halacha. Everyone agrees. The rabbanon argue. Question is, are the rabbanon mentioned in the Mishnah? But everyone agrees that the rabbanon argue. These are two ways to teach the Mishnah. Okay, so much for the pshat and the flow of the Mishnah. Oh, one more thing. Taisa shehen yud ches chaydesh is a kasha. Teima. V'chi minyana asal hashmina. Why do you have to say shehen yud ches chaydesh? We're not here. 12 plus 3 plus 3 is 18. So we're not here. V'chi minyana asal hashmina. And Taisa says, maybe you'll tell me, it says 18 months, to tell you it has to be ritzufim, has to be consecutive. He says from Rav Huna in the Gemara, it's mashma that it's not in the Mishnah. It's mashma, it's a chiddush of Rav Huna. So Bazai, what's taich in the Mishnah? Shehen yud ches chadash. That's Taisa's kasha. So the Chasam Sofer says a very nice teretz. He says the Shar HaMelech is mesupik. What's with an Ibayar? If the year has 13 months, are we passing like the Rabbani? We need 3 years. If one of those 3 years has 13 months, do you need 13 months? Or is it enough 12 months? That's the Shar HaMelech Safik in Kufmer Malaf Aleph. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's not patient. The Shiloh. If it means 12 months, or if it needs to be 13 months. Now, to me, it's very funny. He makes it sound like, you know, it can happen once in a while that you have an IBR. So it's an interesting Shiloh. Now, I don't understand, because the way I understand, it's never going to happen that you're going to have Cheskas of Gimel Shanim, you're always going to have an Ibiyar. And how often is an Ibiyar? Huh? You ever had 3 years without an Ibiyar? Huh? Never. It's a queer thing. He makes it sound like, what happens if there's an Ibiyar? Interesting Shiloh. You know, like Yeska Shiloh. You know, it's other things that need 1 year. What happens if it's in every yard? Interesting Shaila. You know, yard type, what do you do? Oval, what does he do? Ibiyar is every third year. In every 19-year cycle, it's really very simple. If you want to figure out Ibiyar, let's say you have a baby's born. He's born in Adar. So I always do it. If it comes in Ibiyar, baby's born in Adar Aleph, I tell the parents right away, if his bar mitzvah will be in Ibiyar. So I think I'm some genius, I memorized the whole calendar, right? It's very simple. In Ibiyar, there are 19-year cycles. It starts from Isa Bereshis. It's 19-year cycles. The last cycle ended, the year 5757, which is divisible by 19. A new cycle started. And the coming year is the 11th year of the cycle. Just know, if you want to remember it, it's very simple. In every 19-year cycle, it's every third year. The only thing you have to remember is that the eighth year is an Ibiyar. It's third, sixth, then it's the eighth. And then it goes again, 11, 14, 17, every third year. And then the 19th year, obviously, is also an Ibiyar. It's a 19-year cycle. So it goes 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. If you think about it for 2 minutes, it's not, I think you all have the mental capacity to remember that. They're very, very simple. So the year 5757 started a new cycle. So the year Tavshin Samaches, next year is the 11th year of the cycle. So it's going to be an Ibiyar this coming year. And that's the way it's a Gagal HaChaser. And 13 years, after the 11th year is the 24th year, which is the 50th of the next cycle, which is not going to be an Ibiyar, because the 50th is not. So anybody born now is going to have a mitzvah not in an Ibiyar. Very, very simple. But anyway, the Chasam Sofer uses this to answer Taisa's kasha, very pashut. What? Talking? So what if there's a desert? You never have 3 years of that. It always falls too far behind. Like the whole cheshbon is that if the tkufa is more than half a month away from a shvedish, which is 15 days, so you have to make an ibiya. So it's always, you never have 3 years of that. The question is, one connected to 2 years, but there is that. Zakh of Sabsaifa Pashit, Shahen Yud Cheskaidish is Taka Chidish. Even if it's an Ibiyar, you shouldn't think it's a year plus 6 months. No, it's 18 months. Period. 18 months. I would guess that the crops don't know if it's an Ibiyar or not. The crops, whatever grows in 18 months every year, grows in 18 months in Ibiyar also. And that's the chazaka of the 18 months. So he answers the kasha, Shein Yitzchus Chaydish, this one. It doesn't prove that he'll hold like the Rabbanan at all. I don't understand. When we find the expression of 36 months, it always includes the Ibiyar. That's, I don't understand what. Okay, anyway. This is the second half of the Mishnah. We start the last case of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Bet Varma b'sada Lavan, b'sada Ilan, kanas es tuase, masa kaseisa, kanas es keisa, ariel gimel shanim. You could have in 1 year a gimel shanim. If you have three crops in 1 year, you could have a counting of gimel shanim. Okay. Let's be down on the lumdis here, and then we'll come back to try and get into Shabbat. Question we're going to have to understand. You have a field, and someone goes into your field, and he is behaving like the balabas. He's plowing, he's planting. We'll talk you like the Rabbanan, let's talk. Someone comes into your field, and he uses it for 3 years. Someone comes into your house, and he uses it for 3 years. Someone comes to your store, uses it for 3 years. You should make a machar. You're supposed to make a machar. Normal people make a machar. I want to ask you the following question. Now think about it. Why do people make a machar? Is it because someone else is having peiros for my field? Someone else is eating peiros off of my field. A chutzpah, he's eating peiros in my field. I should make a machar. Or is it because someone else is in my field acting like a balabas in my field? How can he behave like a balabas in my field? He's plowing, he's planting, he's harvesting. I should make a machah because he's behaving like a balabas. How do you understand? Which one of those two is true? Or both, maybe. What? Is it because he's in Paris? If not, he's just doing free labor. You should say, though, a little something more than that. Now, why do I make a machar? Eating peiros is part of being the Baal Bayis. Obviously, if it worked there, not eat peiros, it won't be. So I have to dream up a case which would be an afkamina. So I'll tell you nafka mina. What happens if someone goes into my field and he plants trees, and you know the first 3 years it's arla. So someone's in my field, he plants trees, he's a shaker, so he's eating peiros the 3 years. Even though it's arla, he's eating it, he even got a hechsher that says nokim v'chashash arla, but I see that it's arla. I could see. Now in this case, will be a nafkamina between what I just asked you. Why? Because if I'm upset because he's getting peiros from my field, he's not getting any peiros because I'm not losing a penny. There are trees in my field, but there are other trees. Even let's say he didn't plant it. Even if I planted it, I know the first 3 years I can't eat the peiros. I'm not going to eat the peiros. So if it upsets me that he's eating peiros, so then I understand that by Arla I don't have to make a machal. What happens if you learn that what upsets me is that he's behaving like a balabas? He comes in, he's like the balabas, he brings in his shar, and he brings in his wagon, and he harvests. If that's what bothers me, then who cares if it's Arlo? His fellow comes into my field, he acts like a balabas, I should make him a char. The nafkamina will be Arlo, Shmita, the same thing. Let's say it's a Shmita year. And he comes in, and he's harvesting the peiros. Do I have to make him a char? If it bothers me that he's eating the peiros, what do I care he's eating? I'm not going to eat it anyway. If it bothers me that he's behaving like a balabas, I should make him a char. So what's it all in? Maybe a Rishmal and a Chachamim, good. I was looking for that. Taisvis, in Taisvis Shloisha Chadashim, brings what he calls Machlaikis Rashi and himself, in Taisvis. In the third year, if you plant, but you're not Kaitzer, if that's the last 3 months of the 18 months, planting without Katsira, is that a Chazaka? Why should planting without katsira be a chazaka? Depends on what we're talking about. Tesis Rashi holds planting without katsira is not a chazaka. And Tesis himself says, no, the last 3 months, even if you plant and you didn't do a katsira, that doesn't mean it came to time of katsira and you left it there. That would be abnormal. It means time of katsira didn't come yet. Planting it and you're letting it grow, 3 months passed. Tosis holds it's a good chazaka. Rashi says, no, you need, we don't have it in Rashi, but the Rashi that Tosis says, B'Shem Rashi, says that no, you need planting and katsira. Are they arguing in our Hakira? Does it fit well? No? I think it fits very nicely. No, if you hold, I have to be Meicha because you're eating my Peiris. So why do I have to be Meicha by Zriya? Until there's a Katsira, I don't have to be Meicha. If you hold, I have to be Meicha because you're behaving like a Bala boss in my field, then you should have to, then Taisis is right. It would seem Rashi holds, it's Tali and Achilas Peiris. So Rashi holds, you need Katsira the Achila. And Taisis holds, it's Tali in acting like a Bala boss. You're Mishamish in my field. Rav Nachum writes that if you're medayik in Rashi, it is that way. The last Rashi, the last line of the first Rashi, Beis HaShalchin, Rashi says, "Kshaamru gimel shanim lechazaka, kol haroi lotzeis mimenu begimel shanim amru." That it depends on what's lotzeis mimenu, what you can take out of it. What eating you can get from it. So Rashi holds, the Gimel Shanim is Gimel Shanim of benefit. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom on the side, he's going in the same part of the Mishnah, called Davar Shuvayse Peiros Tadir. It's about 15 lines in, the Chol Davar Shuvayse Peiros, Kolaymar. Interesting, Rabbeinu Gershom, what he says. Called Davar Shemishtamshim by B'chol Yayim V'yayim Tamid. Yeah? Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't say you're eating it. He says Shemishtamshim by B'chol Yayim. She understands to mean, he uses the same Lashon later. That means you're using it like Bailam. You're behaving like Bailam there. So it appears to be a Machlaikis Rashi to Taisvis. Rashi against Taisvis Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashi holds it's totally in Achilles Peiris. Tosis holds it's totally in using the field. Later, the Gemara will talk about Arla. And the Gemara has, there are two Gersais in the Gemara. Agirsa is Achla, Arla, Vishmita, Kalaya Kerem, Ein Zul Chazaka. And the Rambam's Gersa is Hare Zul Chazaka. Someone goes into my field, he takes Peiros of Arla and Shemitah and Kalei Akerem. There's a machlaikis if it's a chazaka. L'chayra. We'll have to wait till we get there, but l'chayra. They're arguing in this machlokes. If it's talian achilas peiris, he's eating my peiris, then I should make him. I don't have to make him a chav because I couldn't eat those peiris anyway. If it's talian in the fact that he's behaving like a balabas, he's behaving like a balabas. Who cares if it's shmita arlo? Someone behaves like a balabas. I should make him a chav. L'chayra, these machloiksen, again, three machloiksen. The machloikis by Arla, Shviz, and Kalei Karem. Machloikis, Rashi, and Taisvis, and Rabbi Shmuel, if you do Zriya without Katsira. And the third thing, the machloikis and Pshat, Rabbi Negashim, and Rashi, these three are all l'chayra talians. Now, when we started Cheskes Sabbatim this year, I was reminded last year in Bava Kamma, I had a kasha that bothered me very much about this Mishnah. It bothered me about Bava Kamma then, now it bothers me about this Mishnah. Okay? I ask you a question. Let's say you go away for 3 years. You leave your house for 3 years, whatever reason. You go to Eretz Yisrael for 3 years, you lock up your house. See, you're gone. Someone else comes and he stays in your house for 3 years. The 3 years are up, you come back, you say, get out of my house. He says, I bought it from you. He says, why didn't you make a machar? So everybody knows that that's a good timer. Right? Everyone knows it's a good timer. Why didn't you make a machar? I don't understand it. You know what I would answer? I would tell you, listen, I'm above a comma. Bava Kamma says that if you have a house and someone else is living there, what's that called? Zenehena v'zeleh chaser. And it's midah sadayim to make a machar. No? We learned last year, it's midah sadayim. I have a bayis delay kaima la'agra. If I have a hotel, you must sleep in my hotel. That's called a bayis de kaima la'agra. I understand. After make a machar, you can't stay in my hotel without paying. I have a regular, normal house, like Hamalagra. I went away for 3 years. So you're going to tell me, why didn't I make a macha? I'll tell you, what do you think? I'm from Sadaim? I'd say Sadaim is the man of Zalai Chas, and I make a macha. I'm not from Sadaim. No, but Memela, I shouldn't lose my house. Why? The whole reason I'm losing my house is because I should have said something. But if normal people don't say anything, I'm a normal person. I'm a from Yid. You think I'm from Sadaim? Zenan of his Elei Chaser. You're right. So I have a problem with Bava Basra. Why in Bava Basra is 3 years of Chazaka? Right. So why should I make a macha?
Just to tell him that it's my house. Don't think that you're living there.
Yeah, I should tell him because it says above a basra it's a chazaka.
No. You don't trust. You know, the midas blame is kicking out.
Right.
It's not kicking out. Just tell him it's mine. It's mine. Back, it's mine. You should have at least gone back. You should have at least
Say Knech better. Say Knech better. You know, in Shir, I try to connect things, right? A little bit better. Why should I make a macha? Why should I make a macha? What bothers me? You know, you're saying I should make an official macha. If it doesn't bother me, why do I have to make a macha for? Now, I'm personally, if I'm not home, if someone parks in my driveway, if he came and stayed in my house, it would bother me. But if he parked in my driveway, I'm in the mountains, they use my driveway, it wouldn't bother me a mashu. Even if they use my backyard, even if they use the basketball court in the back, I don't think it would bother me. It wouldn't bother me. So, you can't tell me, make a macha. No? We're not saying he's supposed to make a macha because you learn about the pastor. We're saying he's supposed to make a macha because normal people make a macha. Why do normal people make a macha? Why do normal people make a macha? So we just said, two possibilities why normal people make a machah. It's possible normal people make a machah because it bothers me, eating my peiris. It's my money. If it's because of that, which we're calling Rashi Shita, then my kasha, I think, is a good kasha. The second way, why do I make a machah? Because you're behaving like a balabas in my house. You're behaving like a balabas. I think if someone moved into my house, at least I would tell him, I don't know, I don't want to say I'm actually sadai, I don't know if I'd kick him out, but at least I would tell him, at least ask permission. You want to move in, at least ask me rishus. No? I would say something like that. Why? Not because of the first pshat of Achilas Peiros. Because of the second pshat. Because it bothers me that someone's behaving like a balabas in my house. He walks in like he has a right to walk in, especially if I look in the yellow page, the white pages, and he changed the name on the phone. No, on the mailbox, I'd be very upset. He's behaving like a balabas. You agree with me that if you learn the second way, which we're calling Taisus Rabbeinu Gershom Shita, if you learn that I make a machah because you're behaving like a balabas in my house, then the kasha I had last year is answered. That Gimel Shadim Amida Sadaim, I should let him stay there. It's true, I should let him stay there. Like you're saying, I wouldn't kick him out. But at least, I should tell him, at least ask me permission, you're coming in. At least be makir, it's not yours. Don't behave like it's yours. So, l'chaira, this din of whether I should make a machah on a bayis like Kaimala Agra, the chayra is totally in these two pshatim. To my great surprise, I found in the Shaar Mishpat, Simin Kuf Mem, Sivkot and Hay, he doesn't go through the lumdis, he just says that on my kasha, that I didn't make a macha, because you're living there. It says, me the Sadaim. He says, taka true. He says, if you learn that if you eat Arla and Shemitah, it's not a chazaka, you learn that those Rishayim, that if you go into my field or Shemitah or Arla Peiris, it's not a chazaka. He says, in Achinami, the same thing will be true, that our Mishnah is not talking about houses that are like candelabra, that it's takanada chazaka 3 years in an ordinary house. It's takanada chazaka because nobody took Paris away from me. Only if you learn by Arla and Shmita that there it is a chazaka, then the same thing a house to like Kamalaga. But he says it'll be tali in this machlaikis rishainim. This machlaikis, what's tai cheska sabatim? Is it I have to make a machah because he's eating my peiris? Or is it I have to make a machah because he's behaving like an owner? That's the machlaikis by Arla. The Shaar Mishpat says, Kishem Shachelkim Ba'Arla, exactly the same machlaikis would hold true by a house in Brooklyn that's like Kaimala Agra, and I go away, and people come into my house, it will be the same machlaikis. Now,
Midas Adayim,
according to every Midas Adayim, is I don't kick him out. But I'm supposed to make a machal, like we said before. I should tell him something, according to that pshat, that bothers me, he's living there. According to the first pshat, Midas Adayim is I should let him live there, because of the hay.
The
Taisa says you can stop him, but it's still Midas Adayim. Taisa is saying that if I want to stop him, I can throw him out. But the, but it is Midas Adayim. The halacha of Midas Adayim is that he doesn't have to pay me the other. I'm not supposed to kick him out like a filler. Taisa is held that if I kick him out, he has to listen to me. But not that it's based on Gemara Bava Basra. But not that I said it's still Midas Adayim. Just that if I kick him out, he has to listen. Right? So like Kamala Agra comes out, there's no chazaka. Well, just like Arla, there's no chazaka. Like Kamala Agra, there's no chazaka. So I don't know, it means you buy a residential house, you have to hold the shtar forever. So let's see.
The house he established was up anyways.
The house he...
If it's oil and it's free, but it's 3 years because it doesn't establish anything either. It doesn't help either.
That's right. The 3 years won't help him. It may lead to Markama. It will be fine. He says, I can make him a phone. So we have now a fourth nafkamina. Again, we're saying two ways to learn. You understand, by the time we finish the parak, we'll have dozens of nafkaminas. But we're just starting. There are two ways to learn why you make a macha. Either because he's eating peris, or because he's behaving like a balabas. It seems to be Rashi Shita because he's eating peris, and Taisis and Rabbeinu Gershon because of macha. So the nafkaminas, we have three nafkaminas besides pshat. One nafkamina is achila, zriya without katsira. One nafkamina is arla shmita and kalei karim. And now we have a third nafkamina, a bias to like kamala agra, whether you can get a chazaka after 3 years. Now, we'll come back to double what you started saying. This whole discussion is like the Rabbanan. Loi Reb Yishmael. There's no question, but Yishmael Rabbi Kiva. Yishmael Rabbi Kiva hold that it's toloi in Achilas Peris 3 times, not 3 years. The Rabbanan all 3 years. That's the way we passed it. But Yishmael Rabbi Kiva hold it's toloi in Achilas Peris. L'chaira, according to Yishmael Rabbi Kiva, there's no shaila. It's the eating of Peris that makes me make a machal. Not the fact you're acting as a balabas. Baraya. In the Beis HaShalchin, it's 36 months. And in the Beis HaBaal, it's only 18 months. If I'm Meichel, because you're behaving like a balabas, what's the difference? Beis HaShalchin, Beis HaBaal. If my Mechai is, because it bothers me, you're acting like a balabas, what's the difference? What type of field? If you're acting like a balabas, if it bothers me in 18 months, it bothers me in 18 months. If it takes 36 months, it takes 36 months. It shouldn't matter when the Paris come. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, who say it depends on Paris, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, who say it depends on Paris, they klar hold the first way. They hold that it's totally an Achilles Paris, and I should make a machok eating Paris, and that's the reason, period. The whole thing we're talking about, two ways to learn, the Shara Mishpat's two ways to learn by Arla, has nothing to do with Rishmol Rabbi Kiva. Rishmol Rabbi Kiva's zicha hold, I have to make a bacha because you're getting profit, eating pears. Our whole chakira, about Arla, Kali Karen, and like Hamil Agra, is only a chakira, l'chaira, according to the Rabbana. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's hard to understand. Even though Tosis Taka says it, Rabbi Shmuel. Tosis says Katsira, Zriya without Katsira works like Rashi. We don't know where this Rashi is. Nobody ever found the Rashi. But Rashi, Tosis does Pirush HaKuntris. No one's clear where this Rashi is. The beginning of Tosis Shalosh Chadashim, Tosis Pirush HaKuntris Mashma. Akrainim are unclear where this Rashi is, that one works without the other. Some of them Tzechetzul or Ashbam later in the Perik. But Al Kapanim in Svara, it's true that according to Rabbanan, you could clear. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it should depend on Achilas Peiros. In Cain, when Rashi says, the end of Rashi, Yivir Masa Beis HaShalchim, Rashi learns that it depends on Achilas Peiros, we still don't know how Rashi learns like the Rabbanan. Because remember, when we were talking about Pshat, Rashi Shita was that this whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Right? I told you early in Shir that this whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Like Rashi. There's no Rabbanan in this Mishnah. Right? So Rashi's learning in Rabbi Shmuel that it depends on Achilas Peiros. Fine. How does Rashi hold like the Rabbanan? So you can't bring Rayas from this Mishnah, from Rashi in the Mishnah. Because Rashi in this Mishnah, the whole raid is all going like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So it's not yet clear how Taka Rashi will hold in the Shita of the Rabbanan. But Esh Sheyiyah, we have two ways to learn. that whole stands true. And by Orlo, we'll see it's a machlekes rishayim. And Shar Mishpat says by Bayis like Hamel Agra, it's a machlekes rishayim. Rashi is going a base of shlachim, which could be true like everybody, Rabbanan too. All I mean is that Rashi learns that the Rabbanan are not mentioned in this Mishnah. I only know that from the Rashi on Beis Habal. Let's say Habal. Why should? Well, if Beis Hashlochim is going like the Rabbanon, why doesn't the Mishnah say like the Stei Habal what the Rabbanon hold? It seems Rashi for some reason understood it. What? But it means it just doesn't say in the Mishnah. It's missing in the Mishnah. Could be. It's not muchuch one way or the other. For some reason, Rashi explained the Mishnah doesn't mention the Rabbanon because that fits better into the Lashon of the Sefer. So, male, the Mishnah doesn't mention the Rabbanon. He's explained the Mishnah, like Rishon. Could be. So, Akopanim, we have these two ways to learn either that's the Achilas Teiris or that it's the staying in the field, being in the field. Okay, so we'll put these two ways to learn. We'll put them aside for a little while. We'll get to it. There's one more nekuda. It's a little puzzling. If someone comes into my field and he plows, do I have to make a bracha? Someone goes into my field. I wake up one morning and I see my neighbor. He's plowing my field. We have to make a bacha. So Tosis brings from a Gemara later that why should I make a bacha? Kol shiva de karva neilba. Somebody wants to plow my field, I tell him yeshkayach. No? That's what Tosis brings from the Gemara, that somebody wants to plow my field, I have to make a bacha. It's just a benefit to me, it's no benefit to him. Right? That's what Tosis brings, it's a Gemara later. Not a machlokes in the Gemara. That plowing itself is not a chazak. What needs a hesber is that Tosis says that planting without cutting, he says like Rashi, is a chazak in the third year. Someone explained to me the difference between plowing and planting. If someone plows my field, Tosis says, I don't have to make a machal. Kol shiva de karva neilba, Tosis brings. Somebody wants to plow my field, let him go in. It doesn't bother me. Yet, Tosis says that in the third year, planting without cutting is a chazak olei Rashi. Tosis in the first very wide line in Tosis, he says, l'kamon daf lamed vavim debeis. Tosis says, you see, in the first very wide line, we need to have a near. Near is plowing. Let anybody plow. What do I care? What about planting? Why is planting? What's the difference between planting and plowing? Huh? He paid for the seeds. He's double doing me a favor. Not only he plows for me, he planted for me. Because he's showing bailus. Why is he showing more bailus by planting than by plowing? Plowing is not a major expense. And planting is a major expense. But the chilek, someone plows my field. Maybe. Someone plows my field. I would make a machah. Someone plants, I wouldn't make a machah. Someone plants, maybe I would. I don't know. This difference between planting and plowing, I'll come back tomorrow. Steinman in the Zayel Sashacha brings a prisha. It says a different pshat than Esakasha. We'll get to it at the beginning of Shia tomorrow. Most of Shia tomorrow we're going to spend on Shara Muid. Last year, we declared by Shara Muid three times as a simon or a siba. Those were here last year. Declare if it's simon or siba of Shara Muid. The stipler brings a raya from this Gemara, and I think we saw Reb Nachum brings it here. Reb Nachum on Shor HaMoed here in the beginning of the Gemara brings the discussion. But that's going to be the main focus of Shir HaMitzvah tomorrow.